Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let us start with Thokozani and Alexander. Thokozani.
Good evening, Dr. Lohodi, Lewa Itigamoga Studio. Thank you for the opportunity once again. What a blessing Sunday. Dr. Lohodi, most of us, we actually, identify the blessings as per our the physical measurements, the requirements, in fact, the physical things that we have attained, like getting a job, or like buying a new car, or getting married, or having a child within the marriage, you see. So those are the measures, Loren. We observe the blessings that's on. But then, hey, how am I Bibling? Morana Mujimu, wa bua mono hore. The blessing Sunday to go amohela lenzwe. Hobane akere is a gift from God. So sometimes we even kind of confuse the gifts to learn runa letona, or we are being given to ona ready kopanya le to ready confuse le ona the blessing on its own. But then before kia deep here ki batlaho bala o khotla lengolo le leng mane ho John, the book of John. From verse 6, from chapter 6, from verse 27. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. So the blessing of Holy Morana Mudimu, I emphasize on Kappa Jesus Christ, I emphasize on Kyo Amuela Linsula Haya, and then so that we can inherit the eternal kingdom. So what is happening there? This was after Jesus Christ Abonor, lots and lots of people are following him, are starting to follow him, whereby the crowd, it was they were even kind of were overwhelming. And then according to the scripture, Kimo Morana Jesu ane ato bafepa those five loaves with two fishes, it's that miracle. And then they confessed, ore indeed surely this is a prophet from God. Ka hola tla motlholo o ke a Jesu Christ ba highlight are, but do not link tsalo morao because of le bone motlholo o nana. So was encouraging them or challenging them, hore ka nako tse dingwe di physical measures tse lo reng re ba le tsona e ba tsona tse lo reng di re attract ho yena, but ha ho lo nana le blessing e kgolo e fetisang eo ho feta tseo rona re di measure rang jwale he ntate re kgolo re o tla hopola hore le ho bukeng ya the Matthew, ho bukeng ya Matthew, I think it's chapter 5, o na bua ka di beatitudes, di blessings tsa rona, hore na batho ba blessed ke batho ba jwang. But so what's important ha re le batho a ra tlameha ho confuse between di ntho tse leng ra di sebeletsa ka thata. Yes, ke part of the blessings, but haholo tseo di physical, but blessing ya nnete ke ya moya ya bophelo bo sa feleng. Ke a leboha bontate, le lebeletsa se le monate.
Morena o etse hantle ntate wa ka, re a leboha hle. Re lebohile thata, ehlile.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letithokotisako. Manje ke pastor, encwadini kaMateyu kuna lati kubusisiwe abanenhliziyo esihlanzekile ngokuba bakumbona uNkulunkulu kukatekile labangantimbelo lethi tengeke kuba tavona isikwembu manje ukubusisa kamfundisi loko kuvela kuNkulunkulu umfundisi ayisiloko kuba nemali umfundisi ungaba nebrukule iwane umfundisi uthole ukuthi ubusisekile Ungaba nani ungana moto nje ungana bhanti uthola ukuthi ubusisekelwe ngoba nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo kukhona laba nezimoto mfundisi inhliziyo zabo azihlanzeki uma bahamba lemgwaqeni mfundisi zitholakala zingahlanzekanga kukhona laba namasonto amakhulu ubishop abakhulu kodwa banenhliziyo lezingahlanzekanga mfundisi bangabusiseka zingabusisekanga kuNkulunkulu mfundisi kube nekuthi manje nje mpela lo bishop wethu lo noma lo mprofeta wethu uyakumbona uNkulunkulu yini ngale nhliziyo lanayo mfundisi manje ke ukubusiseka lokunkuthandayo komfundisi lokho ukuthi umuntu abe nenhliziyo yobumnana nhliziyo yokuthobeka nhliziyo yokulunga nhliziyo yothando mfundisi kanti mabo pastor
Kan mambo mfundisi mina na khensa yeza bathfanele be nenhliziyo enjani
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger Welcome to 657 AM
Let's talk to Peggy Matutu msana
Hello Pastor Ray
Yes Tumsana
Siyabonga Greetings in the name of Jesus It's me Tumsana again Pastor
Welcome
What a day and a nice topic the blessing of the Lord Amen Wow, going into the topic, Pastor Ray, you know, as to define it, you know, Pastor Ray, you know, the blessing is basically the ability to prosper, you know, the enablement to do something. It's like energy, you know, and the blessing is what makes you be able to maneuver a favor or the opportunity, you know, the blessing enables you to actually maximize the opportunity. You see, because you see the favor is a chance and the blessing is what makes you use that favor for your advantage. And then as a child of God, furthermore, for the glory of God, you know. Yes, the blessing is what makes you fruitful, Pastor Ray, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fruitful, the blessing would have enabled you to be fruitful, to be able to bear fruits. Hallelujah. You know, the blessing of the Lord make it rich, as my brother has just said, you know. And it adds no sorrow. Now, this is important, Pastor Ray, that verse that says, the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and it adds no sorrow. Because abilities can come from other blessings, not necessarily from God. And blessings or abilities, they also go with loyalties, Pastor Ray, you know. Because means connect you to the giver. And sometimes this means... relative to the giver, they can come with T's and C's, you know. Yeah, so basically, we need to be careful there as to where did you get this enablement to prosper. It should be of the Lord. Now we are here, we are talking about the blessing of the Lord, which make it rich and it adds no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. So how is Jesus a blessing to us as we are given by God? You notice, Pastor, that Jesus is a gift to us from God to start the New Testament. In the Old Testament, blessings were in the form of the Old Testament. So basically, if I were to put it this way, the blessings in the Old Testament, they were literally materialistic. They were natural. It was the rain, it was food, it was prosperity, it was the land, it was things you could see. It was things that you could use to build a tabernacle. It was livestock so that you can make sacrifices and also live on it. Hallelujah. But now I want to draw an attention into this. But now when Jesus comes to us, the new dispensation people, as a blessing, wow, a brand new a dimension is opened now of what a blessing could be. For example, Peter says in 2 Peter, we bless the Lord who has given us every good things pertaining to godliness and to life So we see now Jesus being a blessing is also enabling us to be godly. We start now to taste the blessing of being godly.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. You know, a blessing that is being godly. Even Peter says, when we take the promises of God, as we believe them, they create a divine nature in us. So this divine nature becomes a blessing, Pastor Ray, because now, remember, in the past, people would associate a blessing, material blessing, for indulgence. Most of the time, maybe even in sinful way or even in other ways. So in this case, there's a blessing that comes through Jesus to godliness and in everything pertaining to life. And in Ephesians 2, Pastor Ray, the Bible says that bless the Lord, who has given us all the blessings in spiritual blessing, all spiritual blessings, in heavenly places. Now, all of a sudden with Jesus, we've got now heavenly places blessings. We are able now to maneuver the...
I don't know what happened, man. To be honest with you, I don't know really what happened, but I'll come back and just check out how. Manje ekhuluma kanje. Someone just logged in, man. Sorry.
Hello, Pastor Ray. How are you? Greetings in the name of Jesus. It's me, Dumisani.
Let's try and see if we can take it where.
Hello, Pastor Ray. How are you? Greetings in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's me, Dumisani, again, Pastor. What a day. And a nice topic, the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Going into the topic, Pastor Ray, you know, as to define it, you know, Pastor Ray, you know, the blessing is basically the ability to prosper, you know, the enablement to do something.
Mm.
It's like ox so that you can make sacrifices and also live on it.
Mm.
Hallelujah. But now I want to draw an attention into this. But now when Jesus comes to us, the new dispensation people, as a blessing, wow, a brand new a dimension is opened now of what a blessing could be. For example, Peter says in 2 Peter, we bless the Lord who has given us every good things pertaining to godliness and to life. So we see now Jesus being a blessing is also enabling us to be godly. We start now to taste the blessing of being godly. Hallelujah. You know, a blessing that is being godly. Even Peter says, when we take the promises of God, as we believe them, they create a divine nature in us. So this divine nature becomes a blessing, Pastor Ray. Because now, remember, in the past, people would associate a blessing, material blessing, for indulgence. Most of the time, maybe even in sinful way or even in other ways. So in this case, there's a blessing that comes through Jesus to godliness and in everything pertaining to life. And in Ephesians 2, Pastor Ray, the Bible says that bless the Lord, who has given us all the blessings in spiritual blessing, all spiritual blessings, in heavenly places. Now, all of a sudden with Jesus, we've got now heavenly places blessings. We are able now to maneuver the heavenlies and actually attain things. For example, we are able to download things by your faith in the spiritual realm and make them real in your life. For example, the Lord Jesus said it. If you have a faith as little as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, rise and go throw yourself into the dam, it will do that. So it's a blessing, because now all of a sudden by your faith you are able to do many things that are undoable naturally. So you see now you are enabled now to do other things. Hallelujah. Amen. And also on that note, in First Peter again, Peter talks about the hope there. He says, we thank God for the Lord Jesus. I mean, for the hope that God has given us by the resurrection of Jesus. Because now by the resurrection of Jesus, we've got the everlasting hope that does not end. Remember that the blessings in the Old Testament will end at death.
Yeah.
Now in Jesus, you are now minded, you are blessing minded forever, because there's resurrection. Solomon once said, vanity of vanities. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon noticed, he even said it, how do you know what the next person will deal with all the things you worked so hard for? Then Solomon, I'm sure he was sorrowful and said, "Vanity of vanities." You know, it's one of the books when I read that really broke my heart. At first, yeah, it really devastated me. However, a greater than Solomon came. I mean, Solomon said, "Where the tree fell, there you will find lying." But now a greater than Solomon, Jesus, comes and say, "Go tell John that the blind can see, the lame can walk, the dead can rise, the gospel is preached to the poor." Wow. A greater than Solomon comes and introduces a brand new dimension of blessing, a brand new dimension of ability and things that you could actually attain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Pastor. And then just to add a bit of my testimony there, Pastor. You know, Pastor, I really thank God in my life as a person. This is my testimony quickly as I close. You know, as a person, I've never really been ambitious. Okay, I was a little bit smart like all other boys as well, I was growing, but I was not ambitious about material things and other things. And then when I got born again, my ambition was just to be like Jesus. Jesus fascinated me in such a way that all the role models I used to have then, you know, Botata, my own father, and they just fell off and I was just, I want to be like Jesus, and my role model is now God. So that consumed me, you see. And that was because now the joy of salvation started to happen in me, because all the things that I counted as blessing then, they just seem so small. Now I wanted something that is beyond, because now I could reach there. Now I've got Jesus. So that was my ambition. So that's how then my life went about, because all my focuses were into becoming like Jesus, into understanding, like the giving into that kind of blessing, into the heavenly blessings and all that.
Yeah.
You know, even though, yes, I am a human being, I need basics, and I thank God that God is taking care of that. And by the way, I'm growing now in that area, because it is only recent that I'm realizing, okay, I need to balance. But that is just a new journey that I've started now. But I thank God, my testimony is that I wanted to put it at the end. Now I can sit with Jesus in the heavenly places on the wedding of this of the Lamb, and rub shoulders with the likes of Paul, you know, Pastor Ray, and the likes of Peter, you know, and the likes of Brother Ray, you know, people that I look up to, that that have changed the world in a different way, in a godly way, in an eternal way.
Man, you should give the Father
God for
the
that
glory.
Blessing to have that blessing open to me and open to all of us. And my blessing is that Jesus has enabled me with the Holy Spirit to attain the reward with the best of my ability, and that I count as a blessing. To be netting that league, to be able to be traveling that route, for me that's the blessing. So I thank God. That's my testimony, and I thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing a good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, man. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about blessings, what they are all about even today. Babongane.
Bunguqoshi thuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRain, ngibingelele nabafethu abayizambeli ke lapho ke studio nomndeni wonke we Radio Pulpit, ngibingelela ke egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Isihloko sanamuhla esithi what is blessing? Siyini isibusiso? Ngelinye igama lesizulu ke iblessing lithi ukubonga uNkulunkulu. Blessing is to call on divine favor, to glorify God, make happy or successful, benefit or advantage. Blessing also means good word. God has some good words for us. One, God blesses by giving riches and prosperity. Genesis chapter 30 verse 27 says, "And Laban said to him, 'Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake.'" Chapter 39 verse 5, The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. God's blessing can be multi-generational. He did this over and over throughout the Bible. The example in Genesis chapter 25 verse 11 says, "And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahai-Roi." Abantu bakithi kumele ke bazi ukuthi emva kokufa kwabathandweyo bethu asikho isibusiso noma inhlanhla etholwa emathuneni kwasebedlule emhlabeni. God blesses by giving spiritual and good temporal things. Genesis 29 verse 11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu masiyeke ukuzishaya isifuba ngezibusiso zikamoya ezivela kubaba okwethu nje ikubonga. God blesses by consecrating or hallowing. Genesis chapter 2 verse 3 says, "Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." UNkulunkulu wabusisa usuku lwesikhombisa, isabatha walingcwelisa. Kusho izwi likaNkulunkulu hayi amabandla athile. Singakuthola ke futhi lokhu Exodus chapter 20 verse 11. 2. Men bless God when we praise him for his goodness. When we praise him for his goodness. Psalm 104 verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty." We bless God when we thank him for his benefit to us. Psalm 103 verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Men bless other men. When we utter a solemn benediction as a father praying for his son and naming him heir and successor, Genesis chapter 27 verse 23 says, "And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him." Uma umntwana esenzela umzali okuhle engakafi, lokho kuyamenza ukuthi athole isibusiso esivela kumzali wakhe. We bless others when we pray to God for his blessing on them. Numbers 6 verse 23 to 24 says, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you." Let's continue reading it up to verse 26. "Let God help other people through us. God blesses us so that we bless others. He does not bless us so that we store up his blessings and keep them for ourselves." UNkulunkulu uyasibusisa ukuzeke nathi sibusise abanye. Uma sithola izibusiso asingabi ngamaqonqela ongoqo. Asifundeni ke ebandleni lapha ezenzo chapter 2 verse 44 to 45. Psalm 41 verse 1 to 2 says, "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies." When we bless others, God gives us far more blessings. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 19 says, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given." We can also read Matthew chapter 10 verse 42. God blesses those who share their faith. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Don't keep your faith in Jesus a secret. When you tell other people about Jesus, God will bless you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8 says, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are managers of all that God has given us. We are responsible to use our resources in a way that impacts the kingdom. God does not just give us resources for our enjoyment, but to make a difference in the world around us. God never blesses us to hold on what we have. He blesses us so that we can bless others. Be generous because God is generous. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 13 says, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. The ways which makes an impact in our lives, it makes us happy. Acts chapter 20 verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It makes sense. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. There is a principle of sowing and reaping. Don't limit what you give by deciding. Give according to what God tells you to give. Have faith and trust God. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Babongani, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Here's a beautiful song, man.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Beautiful song, I should say there. Come and walk with me, Olita Adams. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, man. People sending me WhatsApps about things I don't understand. Feeling tired, always on the go. Come on, man. I'm not feeling tired. Send us a WhatsApp. The WhatsApps, we are talking about the very notion. This is about blessings, what they are and what they stand for. Some of the misconceptions that are there when we speak of the notion of blessings. Now, let me bring this to you also, Chabu. Let me come back to you, my friend. And I'm looking at Acts chapter 14, verse 17. It says, nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. The daily providences of the Father, we call it the daily providence, which is made up of a variety of provisions of the Father. These are blessings. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Those are also the blessings of the Father. You know, the fact that we depend on Him about everything when it comes to our life. Our sustenance is because of Him. Like, we cannot claim that it's because of we afford the life that we live, but it's because of the Lord provides for us. He is Jehovah Rapha, the one that actually provides for us or supplies all our need according to His riches and glory. By Christ Jesus. So we have to understand that it's because of He has blessed us, even for His, the provisions that we see on daily basis. You know, when we pray, we say, give us our daily bread. That sustenance, that provision, it's because of His blessing. It's a blessing upon our lives that, you know, whenever we wake up, we know that we've got a Father who takes care of us, who protects us. We can live and go back safe because of we have this blessing of the covering from him. That's a blessing on its own. Other people have got to carry guns. Mm. They have got to trust in their own chariots. They will say so, you see, men trust in their own chariots. But for us, we depend on the Lord. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our fortress. We fear not because of he's with us. We go out and we come back safe because we know that we are protected. But other people have got to go bodyguards. And these days, even pastors.
Yeah.
Very shocking. You know, they go to attend the services with bodyguards. I wonder what they are scared of. Because we've got that actually sustenance from him, that he is our shield. He is our protector. He is our refuge. You know, So the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the Russians run into it and they are safe. That's the blessing that we have, you know, of protection, the blessing of being kept. We know there is nothing evil that is going to befall us because of, you know, that we are protected. Also, just to sum it up, my friend, it's very important for us also not just to really like relax when it comes to the blessings of the Father, but we have to trust in him. We have to put our trust in him because, you know, in Jeremiah 17:7, verse 8, it says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. You know, and then it continues to say, there will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. That's the Father. That he has blessed us with actually enterprising, so to say, or productivity. We are productive, like we are fruitful, we multiply. Exactly as he said, have dominion, subdue the earth and have dominion over it and multiply. That blessing is still even living on in our lives. We multiply. Everything that we touch turns to gold because of this blessing that is upon us. Yet we must never lose our trust in him, you know, because that's when we shut the blessing. When we lose our trust in him, we start to doubt the Father. We start really to really like have other sources that we depend on. And then we really chase the blessings away. We find ourselves now thinking, like I was speaking with one of my friends right now, who was saying to me, you know, I've lost my father, and then I'm going through this. You know, I need counseling because of I think God has forgotten about me, you know. Because of all these things that I'm going through, all these things that I am faced with. And I was praying in my spirit, and then this is what the Spirit of the Father said. It's not the Father that leaves us, but we leave the position that he has placed us into. And then we find ourselves experiencing all the things. Not that he wants us, he's happy. Not that even he is happy that we are going through what we are going through. No, but it's us who have shifted from the position. He never leaves nor forsake us. He's always with us. And he's not happy when we suffer. That's why he even reaches out and rescues us, you know. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from all of them. So even that's how I encourage my friend, that you need to trust in the Lord. You need to know that he loves you and he will never leave nor forsake you. He is with you even in this time. You just have to fix your eyes on him and depend on him. This goes out to everyone who feels the same, that let us never lose our trust in him, because there is a blessing of being kept, of being watched over by him, and being provided and supplied and sustained by him. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Jabu, I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue.
Thapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Strengthening your faith daily on 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Sipo. And I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. It says, Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower, and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, when we speak about blessings, we also speak about the supplies of the Father, the supplies of seed in our lives. And seed can be for many things. Seed for education, seed for growth, seed for multiplication. You know, seed for investing in the lives of people. And also bread for food. Bread for food, which means also the spiritual bread, the HaMashiach himself, And of course, also bearing fruit that will not... they say you bear fruit that will last. You know, says they will bear fruit that will last as he increases the fruit of our righteousness. These are themselves blessings. Sipo.
That's true indeed, Mfundis. And they were truly blessed. And that is why he has promised in his word that he will bless us even in the spiritual realm. In other words, we are walking in total victory of those blessings that were blessed by God. And God blessing, there is no sorrow in it. He will supply all our needs according to glorious riches in heaven through Christ. You know why? It is because he's the one that provides the seed. And that is why when we have him, Christ Jesus, being the seed of our blessing, no man from this, those are not the blessing, but the really true blessing is to be in the presence of the Lord. In other words, nobody does not harm. But we will truly be truly blessed by God. Blessing sometimes kuba ne ikhati lakhona sizibuka ngathi indlela ngathi negative, but they are also a blessing. Ukuthi ungafundi ngaka Christ. If usibala lapha ku Matthew chapter 5, siyabona the blessing noma ama beatitude. Masiqala lapha ku verse 1, verse 3 uthi blessed are the poor. In other words, being poor in spirit is a blessing. You know why? It is because God's kingdom belongs to us. Blessed are those who mourn.
Ah, usipho nawe soyangilahlekela nje masinyane uvele uthi nyame. Hawu, Nkosi yami. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this issue, and we are talking about blessings, what they are even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you, and of course also tell us how you feel about this topic. Do you think this topic is up to scratch? We want to hear from you. Yes,
I was blessed are those who are poor in spirit. In other words, being poor in spirit, longing for the kingdom of God, God will supply that kingdom in within you. In other words, it is God who provides the seed. It is because I've got the seed of righteousness in me, Christ being the blessed hope of glory.
Yeah.
In other words, be blessed even if I'm mourning. You know why? It is because I'll be comforted by the Lord. Bless those who are meek. In other words, when you are meek, you're not weak. But we are definitely inherit earth. And last thing for this, in quote, that's a pretty good thing. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of the righteousness. The Bible, more fully, not in Isaiah chapter 5, I'm apostolic, Baba Jen Bang to Shumayan Lugam, but he Ketani Musla Band no Mungulugu, Baba Shaya Ken, the Bible, Bapuma, they told the
Lord.
We are persecuted because they are blessed. In other words, a challenge is because you are a child of God. Remember, refuse to go back. Forward we go. Because we are definitely a blessing to the nation and we are blessed by the heavenly blessing.
Yeah. Siyabonga sipho inkosi kubuse ngendlela esimanga.
657 AM.
When you give us all these things, we become best stewards in the presence of Holy Spirit. Can you go back to the last scripture? Kore David.
And that President, Honorable Member, I don't know where you started.
I'm trying to find out where you started. And I seem to have started you in the middle there. You have sent three messages.
Honorable member.
There you are.
The Honorable House of God. The body of Christ around the world and your servants in the studio. Servants of the Most High God. Kalidumedisha. Libijolele matala marana Jesu. We are blessed by the topic and what is a blessing, what is it all about. Hey, yeah, we thank God that with these topics we rearute amthanga, because some of us thought on blessings ki dichelete, blessing king, blessing. No, ngilega geta la gregemwe, anagamutimbisa gamo, where they invited a Nigerian pastor. Yeah, negative one. Nigerian pastors. Yeah, where this guy prayed and
it just cut. Just like that.
When this guy prayed, he said, yeah, you must say, money, come to me now. Yeah. Money, come to me come now. Money, oh, how many years back? But no. But can you go well, blessing. Let me read this scripture. The book of Psalms chapter 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Or David, out of all that he had, the kingdom, he was a king, servants and everything. But they are not even worthy. They are not worthy to be compared to Holy Spirit and the presence of God. The blessing is to be in the presence of God. Because when you're in the presence of God, whatever he give you, because the Bible says, seek the first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added. When he give us and bless us with all these things.
It just cuts again. Mfundisi Mota, let me go to you. Your final comments. Let me just give you also just a minute or two. I am looking into 2 Corinthians 12:7, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. This is amazing also. It says, lest I be proud, you know. The measure of abundance that the Father gives to us, this in itself is a blessing. Take it in 1 minute. Go for it, sir.
Thank you very much, Mpundisi. It is true indeed. You know, the blessings of the Father will humble you. The blessings of God will make you so humble in a way that you will understand and realize, Ogutin, it is only the Father that has given you these things. And you will continue to serve him more and more, regardless of the trials and tribulations and difficulties that you are facing in your life. Because Unkulunkulu in that midst, he says that even if you go through trials and tribulations, my grace is sufficient to be able to carry you. Now, the word of God says that the blessings come upon the head of the just. In other words, uNkulunkulu mayekubusisa mfundisi, ukubusisela ukuthi ube isibusiso, isibusiso masehle, sehlele kuwe. And it is important, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, singivala ukuthi we need to praise God, si remain humble, sithobeke, simbonge ngeyibusiso asibusisa ngazo, ngoba uma senza njalo uNkulunkulu he multiplies. That is why even uLeah, mfundisi, in the book of Genesis chapter 39, wathi uma kuvela uJuda lethi iBhayibheli wabese uthi ngizodumisa uNkulunkulu ngalesi sipho angiphe sona. So when the Father blesses us, when we praise him and bless us more, that is why even the Messiah comes from the tribe of Judah. Because when Jacob, even when he blessed his sons, he said to Judah, to whom you shall be the lion, whom your father and many your brothers will serve you. So it is important when we receive the blessings of God, we remain so humble and we praise him and we glorify him. Thank you, Putin.
Thank you so much. We appreciate, and let's see. I'm going to play this very quickly. Go for it, sir.
When he gives us all these things, we become best stewards in the presence of Holy Spirit. Ke ya go bala the last scripture. Kore David o bona gore mbotlhoko ba mo mogetho bo gone ba modimo is the greatest blessings. Today bo gone ba Kriste kore go pholoshwa le o dula bo gone ba modimo ke hona ba zalwane the best presence. That is why Moshe are, if your presence doesn't go with us, we're not going anywhere. Yeah, and then the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 11, if your son shall ask bread, or any of you that is father, he give him, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give your Holy Spirit to them that ask? The most greatest blessings, the most wonderful blessing is the presence of Holy Spirit in our lives, because it's the one who knows and lead us. It is the greatest blessings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Babongan.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The topic, the Lord's blessing. Hidden blessings in the storm of life. Anything that God allows us to go through in our lives, there are some benefits out of them. God has a purpose in our lives. Storms are God's transportation to his revelations. In the face of darkness, Jesus revealed himself.
All right, we seem to be running out of time. I just want to fast track.
Roll of the storms. We are to wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 40 verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up the wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God promises he will bless our lives if we obey him. We can read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. God is more interested in our character than our comfort, because he enjoys doing it. Perfect law of liberty, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. If we do this, it will change our lives for the good. I thank you. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And we've run out of time, man. Just 10 to 15 seconds each. Next week, let me tell you, it's going to be great. We are going to be talking about anger. We are talking about anger next week. Let me say goodbye to our guests. Sipho, siyabonga, inkosi kubusisi.
To God be the glory. May you be blessed coming out, blessed going out. God bless you all, Matamegai.
Awuzweke. Mfundisi Motha, siyabonga, inkosi kubusisi.
Siyabonga, mfundisi. Blessing to you too, my brother, and your family. Kanye nomfundisi Sipho, mfundisi Jabulani, nabalalele emakhaya. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jabu. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, my friend. Lonke udumo kubaba. Siyabonga mfundisi Motha, mfundisi Sipho nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika uShawa Mashiya.
Siyabonga kakhulu. May the Father be glorified. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the messages. Thank you for listening. Thank you for phoning in. To the King above all else, his name is Yahuwah our Elohim. Abba Yahuwah, we give him glory, majesty, and honor that by his Son we see his salvation, Yahusha HaMashiach. By his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth. You and I are learning together. From me, Ray, it's been great. And I say, Tuda! Rabba!
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.